Now, our critic, Bob Mondello, has this remembrance of Robin Williams.
He talked faster than the rest of us, he thought faster than the rest of us, and now he has lived faster than the rest of us. But oh, the lives while he was with us. Mork, Popeye, Garp, Mrs. Doubtfire. Comedian Robin Williams became chameleon Robin Williams on screen, changing his colors so quickly it often seemed a single character couldn't contain him.
Hey, this is not a test. This is rock and roll.
His radio DJ in Good Morning Vietnam, for instance, introduced to audiences in a 3.5-minute monologue where you could see Williams doing every sound effect himself.
The wrong speed. We've got it on the wrong speed. For those of you who are recovering from a hangover, that's going to sound just right.
Let's pull it right back down. Let's try a little faster, see if that picks it up a little bit. Let's get up on 718. Those pilots are going right now. I really like the music. 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 Oh, still a bad song.
Hey, wait a minute. Let's try something.
Let's play this backwards and see if it gets any better.
Some of this, you figure, has to have been written, but it sounds like stream of consciousness bubbling up spontaneously. It almost needed to be animated, a notion that the folks at Disney, who'd produced Good Morning Vietnam, leaped to take advantage of, creating a character specifically for Williams in Aladdin, the bright blue genie whose vocals were so antic the Disney animators could barely keep up.
And I'll say,
Mr. Aladdin, sir, what will your pleasure be?
Let me take your order, jot it down. You ain't never been like me.
There was method you had to figure in the barely controlled madness Disney was buying into with Williams. Any parent knows a 4-year-old is going to want to see a film, pretty much any film, over and over. With Williams riffing so fast, Mom and Dad could watch repeatedly too and still be catching new jokes on the 15th go-round. It's a strategy animated films now employ all the time. Eddie Murphy in Shrek, Patton Oswalt in Ratatouille, Ellen DeGeneres in Finding Nemo, all following in Williams's footsteps.
Mama. No, no. Can your friends do this?
That Williams's playfulness could be put to use in more serious roles occurred quickly to movie makers, as it often does with clowns who have a wistfulness about them. Yes, he was misused at times when things were allowed to get sickly sweet, but he could be a fine character actor, a fact that won him Oscar nominations when he played an inspiring English teacher in Dead Poets Society, and a psychologist in Good Will Hunting, who brings a defensive, compulsively bookish Matt Damon out of his shell by revealing vulnerability in himself.
I ask you about love, probably quote me a sonnet. But you've never looked at a woman and been totally vulnerable. Known someone that could level you with her eyes. Feeling like God put an angel on earth just for you.
There was often a needy quality to his characters, as well as charm and a compulsion to entertain. There were darker undercurrents, too. Robin Williams spoke openly, even made stand-up comedy, of his struggles with alcohol, cocaine, and depression. Those struggles now ended. He is, as his genie character in Aladdin would have it, finally free. I'm Bob Mondello.